Now, internationally acclaimed law firm Pomeranz has announced that it is investigating claims that MultiChoice was involved in securities fraud or unlawful business practices relating to payments to the Gupta-owned ANN7. In a statement released yesterday, Pomeranz said the claims were being investigated on behalf of investors who could contact Robert Willoughby at the firm. The pay TV giant is battling claims that it bought influence over government's policy on encryption for its digital migration project by paying the SABC for a 24-hour news channel and access to archives. The public broadcaster could also not encrypt its channels when the country switched to digital TV. Now, Business Day reported earlier today that chairman of the Portfolio Committee on Communications, Mr. Humphrey Maqhegwana, says Parliament is considering a probe into these allegations, and broadcasting regulator ICASA is yet to decide on the probe. It says its council will meet on Tuesday to discuss whether it will investigate MultiChoice. Earlier, African National Congress National Executive Committee member and also member of the ANC's Subcommittee on Communications and Chief Whip in Parliament, Jackson Mthembu, said he supported calls for an independent investigation.
If you want to benefit and you then want to influence government policy towards your benefit as a private citizen or corporate citizen, indeed you might be trying to capture the state.
That is, of course, Mr. Jackson Mthembu speaking there earlier. While joining me now on the line is the chair of the Portfolio Committee on Communications, Mr. Humphrey Maqhegwana. Humphrey, the call by Jackson Mthembu for a commission of inquiry, has it been discussed in the committee? And if so, are you keen to get this probe underway, considering the implications?
Good evening and to you and your listeners. First and foremost, I listened to Mr. Mthembu during the day. And I think he's correct. Whatever that seeks to capture the state, then we must get into the roots of it. And if it needs be, we must get the facts of that. That's me talking, not the committee.
Mm-hmm.
But the committee, just before we left Parliament last Thursday, there were so many views flying around on the issue, but also new information that was on public domain, interviews with the former minister, Eunice Karin.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it will be of importance for the committee when we go back to Parliament in January, we look at it and we take a decision at that point. And I think before all these voices that were talking, the committee didn't take a decision at that point because we're about to leave. So we will definitely, when we go back to Parliament, our first meeting of the committee will, as we are collecting the facts now, will take a decision as to what route to take. But I'm sure that if there are issues of or related to the state capture, or issues of bribes and all of those things, the committee will take a proper decision on what route to take.
Now, the key question, of course, is whether government policy was open to the highest bidder, particularly on encryption. We've had two ministers, both Minister Karim, former Minister Karim, and former Communications Minister Ayanda Dlodlo, removed from their posts. And they had very definite views that is consistent with the governing party's policy on encryption. The only person that violated that policy, Ms. Faith Mutambi, seems to have been promoted to some extent. Does it concern you that it appears as if moneyed interests such as MultiChoice or Naspers via MultiChoice can wield this amount of influence over government policy?
Maybe first of all, I need on behalf of the committee to say the policy of government has not changed. And we support that. Former Minister Ayanda Lodlo was very clear on it. Former Minister Eunice Karin was very clear on it.
And they were both removed?
Well, that's the decision that must be taken by the executive, particularly the president. So they are no longer there. So they stick to the policy of government and of the ruling party because policies are developed there.
Mm.
And I think when we start next year, we'll have to hear the current minister as to what she says in terms of that policy.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're all of us are very clear as to where we are going. Because we can't deviate from the policy of government and the ruling party.
Mr. Makagwana, we're just going to take a short break. We have to pay our bills. We will continue our conversation. We are, of course, in conversation with the Chairman of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Communications. When we come back, we explore further whether or not the investigation by MultiChoice into themselves go far enough to get to the root of the matter. And we are, of course, looking at the saga involving MultiChoice and Naspers, and now it looks as if they could potentially face an investigation from an American-based company. Now, Humphrey, the big multinational Naspers released a statement in which it reiterated that it takes the recent media allegations about MultiChoice South Africa seriously, but it said that MultiChoice South Africa has many minority shareholders and the responsibility for dealing with the matter lies with the independent MultiChoice board. And then it goes on to say that it has therefore instructed the board, its audit and risk committees, to assess whether or not there has been any corporate governance failures at MultiChoice in regard to ANN7, and they need to report back. Can MultiChoice investigate themselves, do you think?
Well, we must do our part. MultiChoice will speak for themselves. But in my view, we must not leave this thing go on its own. As Parliament, we must exercise our constitutional responsibility. And that responsibility goes to investigation as to what happened. And I think when we meet in January, we'll have to go deeper into what happened at the point where all this matter was discussed.
Mr. Makwekane, we are running out of time. Unfortunately, we will have to leave it there. That, of course, is the chair of the Portfolio Committee on Communications, and he's indicating that this will be on the order of business when the committee resumes its work next year. Now,